with Nikki and Tamillo in the morning. More music and more fun. Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up.
97.3 Coast FM.
I've just read a very concerning headline.
Have you?
Well, the question they posed on the ABC website that I've just looked at is, why are more bald men in hospital with coronavirus? You can understand
my
concern.
Watch out.
Well, apparently more men than women seem to be coming down with COVID.
Yeah.
And it seems that bald men potentially... two studies are suggesting that most men hospitalised with COVID-19 are bald.
And have they figured out why?
Well, no. I mean, okay. I think it's a little too early in any kind of investigation to work that out. But they're suggesting, because male pattern baldness is associated with high levels of androgens in the body. That's the male sex hormone that's responsible for those things. So, who knows? They're kind of leading down that path. I don't know. Is it just because they're older blokes?
Possibly.
I don't know. Maybe it's an engineered virus to get rid of men. Maybe. Maybe that's been the plan from the start.
Oh, goodness. Anyway. Well, watch out anyway. Make sure you sanitize.
What, your head or just generally?
Yeah.
You can't be generally
too careful.
Okay. I'll stick my head into a bowling ball polishing machine.
Yeah.
Because that's the old, you know, that's what everyone says. And then after I Mr. Sheen it, then I'll...
Sanitize. Thoroughly.
That's right. Now, Novak Djokovic, has he got hair?
Yeah,
right. The world number one tennis gent has also received a positive test for coronavirus.
Apparently showing no symptoms.
He's not in hospital with it by any stretch.
But he's partying.
Well, I know.
And he was around so many people. His wife has it as well. Kids are negative.
Not the kids.
But
so, yeah.
I just love Nick Kyrgios's comment on Twitter.
He's weighed in, has he?
He is, because famously they hate each other.
Right.
And they always have little comments at each other, and he has called his decision to go ahead with the exhibition boneheaded.
That's
my favourite insult. Boneheaded.
I don't think I've heard that phrase for a very long time.
Yeah, and yeah, he's called it stupid, irresponsible, and he's basically said you can't at me, you know, like tag me in anything I've done that has been irresponsible or stupid ever again, because this takes the cake.
Well, I mean, if anyone's going to know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, for once I agree with him. I mean, it is
well
silly.
True. Absolutely, in the current climate.
Yeah.
Hey, look, fair to say, Mark McGowan, WA Premier,
is
experiencing the kind of popularity that I think most politicians can only dream of.
I know. Who is going to go see him at the pub? That's what I want to know.
That's the thing. Exactly right. So not only does he happily, you know, lead us through the pandemic and endorse the consuming of kebabs
and
keep
mullets.
Haters of the mullet in their place, as you've no doubt heard, in honour of his fine work, especially since we're at stage four on the weekend, the Swinging Pig. Rockingham's iconic purveyors of fine liquors are offering free
you
meals.
Call it that, I suppose.
Free meals to anyone named Mark or Marcus or Marco this weekend. And it's not only Mark Eat Free Weekend. If the Premier turns up, and you've got to think he will.
He promised it.
Did he promise it?
Press conference, he said he will be there.
The pub will shout everyone a pint.
Well,
all of WA will be at the Swinging Pig.
I was thinking about this. I was like, well, it's like awesome, but how many people are going to rock up and try and squeeze their way in there? We're still meant to be social distancing.
They'll be sitting
like,
in the car park. We're in the car park.
Give
we want a freebie as well.
Yep,
so anyway, there's going to be action around those parts. It's going to be a very busy road around
hilarious.
There. So I know we're due for a state election next year. Can we just scrap that and lock him in for another term?
I think it's already been decided, really, hasn't
it? Elections
are
very expensive. Can we just move on to the next level?
We all want him to stay.
It's time to say goodbye to the Segway, Nikki. We barely
got to know each other.
For those that don't know, they're the two-wheeled personal transporter things. Now, some of them have handles.
Yeah, you like lean forward on them, don't you?
And then there's other ones that are literally just the platform between a couple of wheels.
It takes skill to ride that, doesn't it?
Tell me about it. The company boldly claimed when they brought them out that they would revolutionise the way people got round.
Not quite, no.
Retired July 15.
Apparently,
whilst popular with tourists, obviously, that's probably the biggest market.
Yeah.
And some police forces, oddly enough.
I've never seen a police officer
on
a Segway.
Not here. Although, what's that, Kevin Blart? Mall Cop movie.
Mall Cop, yeah. I was just going to say Mall Cop had a segue. That was the only cop I've ever seen.
They've also become known for high-profile crashes. I mean, Usain Bolt knocked into a cameraman while on one at some point, quite famously.
Did he?
Yeah. And apparently it even resulted in the death of a former Segway company president who drove one off a cliff in 2009.
Jeez, if that's the president gotta be a sign. Of the company is driving them off a cliff,
surely
then you think everybody else would be like, whoa, okay,
you
maybe.
You think so, wouldn't you?
And why was he riding one so close to a cliff?
Many questions there.
Oh, my goodness.
Not really sure. But are we really surprised? I mean, someone decided, you know what, there's a skateboard, let's motorise it and let's lose some wheels.
That seems safe.
Yeah. Anyway, so get one down.
Farewell.
They might go up in value, or maybe not. Maybe they'll
some
just
sweet sales.
Quietly rust. Yeah, now's the time to get into the market.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Well, it's time to celebrate for sports fans as woo-hoo. Things start to warm back up. So the Waffles back July 18. And Peel play Perth at David Grace Arena. And July 18th, Derby Day.
Yay.
And by that stage, they reckon it's going to be full capacity at the venue.
Mm-hmm. 60,000 fans, Eagles and Dockers. I do not want to be someone trying to get tickets to that.
No. 60,000 seems like a lot until you try and get hold of some tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meantime, Peel Football and Netball League women's season kicks off this weekend. They have a 10-round season followed by 3 weeks of finals. And in non-sport-related stuff, today is midsummer in the Northern Hemisphere, which is kind of not exactly on the same day, but it highlights the week around summer solstice.
Yeah.
Which is the flip side, obviously, to what we experienced on Sunday, which was winter solstice, which for those that are following is the longest night, shortest day. Although we don't get into like vibes and celebrations and stuff around it like they do with midsummer up north. Well, they've got festivals and they do all sorts of amazing things.
Theirs is a lot more significant. I mean, it stays light until 10 o'clock at night.
Yes.
In their summers. Whereas us, you know, we only notice a few hours difference.
Well, it depends where you are, I suppose. Yeah. Anyway, we don't celebrate that stuff anywhere near as much. But hey, the long road to summer has begun, I suppose. Woo. I'd never really noticed that there was, I suppose, the extra like box of information when you order stuff from online shopping.
It's usually like a little box that says delivery instructions or add notes to your order.
Oh, okay, fair
something
enough.
Like that. So if you want to be specific and say, please leave my parcel in the plant pot or leave it over the gate
so
or
that's
whatever.
That's what it's normally used
yeah,
for.
Yeah, so oh, this
beware
this
of the dog.
Yeah, something like that. This 13-year-old boy in the US has gotten quite creative with his delivery instructions, though. He ordered something from Amazon. And in the additional instructions part, he wrote, knock on the door 3 times and scream abracadabra as loud as you can and then run away super fast. So his parcel arrives and this is what happened.
Abracadabra!
So Marge delivered his parcel and she...
Marge was angry that day too. Can we just check?
Abracadabra!
She read the instructions and she was like, are you serious?
I can't believe we're going to do this.
That's so funny. So just think about it next time you order something just and you see those instructions.
Creative.
Yeah, see what happens.
I mean, if you're going to go with that word, I would have said make him sing this.
Now, that would be impressive.
That would have been good. I don't know if Marge could have done that, but hey. Well, everyone's been talking about Coon Cheese and Colonial Brewing and Cocoa Pops. Out of nowhere, Allen's Lollies, owned by Nestle, of course, have entered the arena to announce they'll be changing the names of their popular raspberry toothbreaker, Redskins, and the choc-flavoured jelly baby, the Chico. Because they realise the names may cause offence. Now, Redskin, I get. I didn't really know what Chico was all about. Although,
no, I don't.
Chico is Spanish for boy, apparently. But apparently that's potentially offensive for Latino Americans, those that are wondering. I think it's been used.
I don't know if changing the name of a Chico is going to affect it. The actual design of it, possibly, is the offensive part. It's a little baby.
It's a chocolate jelly baby.
Yeah, it's the shape of a little person.
Yeah, but that's what jelly babies are.
Yeah, but it's not called a jelly baby, is it? And they're all black. Can we not just change the shape of it?
Now you're getting into even more complicated territory. You want to change the lolly. Fair enough,
just
change the name.
The name is not offensive in itself.
Well, no,
Chico.
But apparently the name is offensive in itself. Yeah. So my question out of all of that is it the wrong time to talk about Golden Gay times? Or is that just opening up a whole other wardrobe full of sequins?
You know that's up to you.
Do we want to have that conversation too? Like, oh, where do we stop?
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And once again, using a telescope to peer through the windows of Hollywood's elite, Nikki Parkinson.
Promise we're not doing that. British rock legends Queen will be commemorated on a new set of Royal Mail stamps in honour of the band's 50th anniversary.
When you said Queen on the stamps, I thought she's always on the stamps, but that's not what you meant.
Queen the band. The stamps will feature their first studio photo shoot from 1974, plus album covers and images from their live performance.
Nice.
How cool will that be? Seal has paid tribute to Joel Schumacher, who used Seal's Kiss from a Rose in Batman Forever after the director sadly passed away earlier this week. Seal sang an acoustic version of the song on his Instagram to pay tribute to the late director, who passed away on Monday after a year-long battle with cancer.
Baby.
Amazing voice, Seal. Always loved his work.
Yeah, it's great. He then went on to thank Joel for defining his career by using that song in Batman Forever.
Now, what some of you may not know about that song is that it was a failure when it first got released, and it went into the charts at number 60, dropped to number 80-something the next week, and that was the end of it.
Yeah, soundtracks can make a big difference.
Really do. And he went on to say, I owe my career in a large part to Joel Schumacher. I just want to say, I love you, Joel. Now, nearly 30 years after he last played the role, Michael Keaton is in talks to play Bruce Wayne in an upcoming The Flash movie.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
That's right.
Well, almost.
The new movie will introduce DC fans to the concept of the multiverse. Oh, God, I don't know if I can handle that. The multiverse allows several different versions of characters to exist simultaneously.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so basically they're going to see what Keaton's Batman character has been up to since the 1992 movie,
right.
Batman Returns.
Okay.
Apparently it's not going to affect the new Robert Pattinson Batman movie in any way, though.
No.
Although it's the same universe and he's the same character,
well,
but it's in a different time.
It's the same multiverse, alternate parallel universe realities, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
No.
But anyway, the Flash movie is expected to start production early next year.
It's all very simple. I'll draw
it's
you a
very
diagram.
Simple.
I'll draw you a diagram.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.